Leadership, ladies, leadership.
There's a lot of Panther pride at Duncanville High School.
What do you want people to know about Duncanville?
We work hard and we don't quit. We fight, we fight, we fight.
Freshman Malia Miller says that applies to the volleyball team where she competes and the classroom where she excels, which is why Malia is disturbed that the Texas Education Agency has slapped her school and district with the designation Improvement Required, which is another way of saying it's unsatisfactory. Only 9% of more than 1,000 districts were given that scarlet letter. All the rest were told they met state standards. Malia has always felt good about the education she's getting, so the ratings bother her.
It does because I want to go to a good school that will give me a good education. I'm really into athletics, but also Duncanville is a really good school for academics.
But the state sees problems, not so much in the elementary and middle schools, but at the high school. Students there hit the mark in 3 of 4 areas, which are mostly measured by test scores: overall achievement, student progress, and closing the performance gap between mainstream students and those who are poor or disadvantaged. But when the state looked at whether graduating students are ready for college or a career, it said Duncanville didn't measure up.
I don't think their system is valid. So that's the first thing I will say.
The second thing Superintendent Alfred Ray would say is that the state unfairly penalized Duncanville because it doesn't like the large number of students enrolled in a less difficult series of courses, what's called the minimum high school plan. That's a plan that allows students to graduate with fewer credit hours and no foreign language. They don't have to take as many high-level courses in math, science, and English. Superintendent Ray claims the education agency is thumbing its nose at career and technology students because they chose other electives that will help them find jobs.
We have many in our health science and technology programs who are in different careers like nursing, dental assistants, etc. We have students that are going on to be surveyors. Straight out of high school, they make $50,000 a year as a 19-year-old. Automotive technology, body repair, etc. Many other programs where our kids are going to go straight to the workforce and be very successful and productive citizens, which we believe is the purpose of public school. They're trying to say that that's not valuable.
Well, not exactly. What Texas Education Commissioner Michael Williams is saying is that Duncanville hasn't followed state policy.
What the legislature said is that the minimum plan is for that youngster who's truly struggling, that youngster for whom we need to find some kind of special service for. I don't think the legislature ever contemplated that as much as 40% of the high school students would be graduating the minimum plan.
According to the Texas Education Agency, 40% is the number of Duncanville students in 2012 who graduated under the less rigorous minimum plan. That's double the statewide average of 20%. That plan can be used only after students get permission from their parents and school counselors. Here's Commissioner Williams.
It was the policy of the state that we're trying to get kids ready to go to college because it was our belief that we could prepare every youngster to go to college. Clearly, Duncanville had a different policy.
Duncanville State Senator Royce West says he wants to make sure the district isn't promoting education light. His ties to the schools run deep.
As a state senator that sits on the education committee, I'm very concerned that the school district that I chose to have my children attend and they've chosen to have their children attend has not met the acceptable standard is very concerning.
But West also questions the state's rating formula.
I want to make certain that we don't have a lot of kids just graduating with a minimum diploma. But we want to make certain that districts are being weighted and graded fairly.
West says he'll take up his concerns with Commissioner Williams while the district writes an improvement plan the commissioner wants on his desk in September. Meanwhile, Duncanville students like Chandler Allen are giving their district the benefit of the doubt.
I feel pretty good about this school year.
What are your goals?
To become a chef and get all A's this year.
Chandler, by the way, is taking the higher-level courses as well as Duncanville's culinary courses. He believes it's possible to get a classic education and still be part of the career program that will take him where he wants to go. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.